Doing quite well. All right. Is there a friendly? You are married, correct, to Wyoming Cowgirl tennis coach Dean Clower, correct?
I am.
Is there friendly competition in the household between the two programs, the Cowgirl tennis and UW track and field?
There definitely is. Friendly competition.
Okay.
Friendly competition.
Who's got the upper hand in this right now? I know you guys have had your share of individuals. You know, his team, you know, made the run to in the conference tournament, you know, for a couple years. So who's got the upper hand in your opinion?
I'm coming for him for sure. We are coming for the tennis team. We both have very young teams, so I think it's going to be a good year for both of us. I am excited, but of course, I'm rooting for me.
All right, the Always a Cowboy race coming up September 8th, and I know wanted to get you on to talk about that. Just to, you know, still a couple of weeks away for that.
Yeah.
Kind of break it down for us. What is the Always a Cowboy race? You know, how many years have we done? You know, you guys done this, and give us some information on this race that kind of it doesn't kick off your season, but it gets things going for you guys.
Yeah. So the Always a Cowboy race is a memorial road race for the eight young men that were part of our Wyoming Cowboy cross country and track and field program back in 2001. They were killed in a drunk driving accident on 287. So this event is a very special event for us as a community, as a university, something our team looks forward to every year. So this year we're actually going to do something a little bit different. It's the 16th year that we've done this race, and we just felt like it was a good time to make it a little bit more of a family-friendly environment with a little bit more community interaction. So we're going to host it at the Louis Madrid Sports Complex at our outdoor track and field area. It used to be an 8-kilometer road race, and we've now shortened it to an 800-meter race just because we feel like that can make more of the community and more of the kids and the families and all that be able to participate in the race. And we chose the outdoor track because we feel like that's a place that those boys loved to be, and we thought it would be appropriate to celebrate their legacies there and honor them at the UW outdoor track.
Yeah, you know, how much, and again, you want to get the word out there for folks if they want to participate in this, and how would somebody, if they want to be a part of this, who do they contact, or do they just come out to the Louis S. Madrid Sports Complex?
They can just come out. It's a free event this year. There's going to be no registration. Just come on out. Our whole track and field team will be out there to meet and greet the community. We can take donations. If people want to make donations, they can make that to the University of Wyoming track and field team. Double Dubs Wings, their famous wings, will be there with their food truck at the track. So, we will provide wings to whoever shows up to support this, memorial event.
Will the members of the cross country and track and field team, they will be running in this as well, right? 800 meters
they
is nothing
be.
For them.
No. Some of them, I mean, the throwers, the 800 meters might be a little
That's true.
Bit of a stretch, yeah. But they will all be out there either running or walking it, for sure. And all of us coaches will be there, too.
I think 800 meters for the sprinters might be a little bit of a, you know.
It might be.
Is there a time limit on how long you can do this?
We'll see. This is the first year we're doing the 800, so we might have to put a time limit on. No, there's not a time limit.
All right. So, and what did you say about wings?
We have Double Dubs Wings. They're a food truck in Laramie. They're a famous food truck. They are going to bring their food truck to the outdoor track, and we will provide wings to everybody that comes out to run this event.
So you're providing free wings to everybody that shows up for the event? If I come over there, can you have the EMTs and the oxygen ready? Because 800 meters might be a little much for me.
Well, we have the hospital just across the street, so.
That's actually good for you, Monty.
Yeah.
You could have the wings. Dave could have the wings and just walk over to the hospital, I think. That
there
might be
go.
The easiest thing for him. And that could be about 800 meters for you.
Okay.
Amanda Clower joining us, Wyoming track and field, cross country, talking about the Always a Cowboy race. So September 8th, what time on September 8th does this get going, Amanda?
We're going to do it at, so we're saying 3:30 to 6, so we'll start the 800 at 4 o'clock just to give people enough time with their kiddos at school to bring them out for the event. We chose that day because the Hall of Fame banquet is that night, mm-hmm. and so this is kind of a little precursor to that, because I know there'll be a lot of folks coming in town for the Hall of Fame and also the first home football game on September 9th. So, yeah, that's why we chose that afternoon evening.
Very good. While we have you on, you mentioned how you're gunning for Dean right there, your husband in cowgirl tennis, and you've got some good cross country runners back, but you lost a really good one to graduation with Audra DiStefano, and I know, you know, very popular in the state, being from Gillette and Mountain West Scholar Athlete of the Year. Just what did she mean to the program over the last several years?
We don't want to mention that she's not here anymore. She is. She's somebody that, honestly, if we could clone, we would clone her. She is the epitome of a student athlete and somebody that bleeds brown and gold. Amazing student, amazing athlete, obviously. Probably the best cowgirl athlete in UW history, I would have to say. So she is going to be surely missed, definitely missed. Yeah, she's amazing.
I had a chance to talk to her prior to the NCAA outdoor meet when she competed in the steeplechase, and asked her what, you know, she wanted to do. She just said, you know, I want to, you know, increase my standing from where I go into, and, you know, she definitely did that, being honorable mention All-American. I mean, that was, do you think that was above and beyond what she even thought she could do? You know, how do you feel about her finishing there in that NCAA outdoor meet?
Obviously, that's the goal for a student athlete, to finish in the All-American status as a in your career. So obviously, I think for her coming in her freshman year, I'm sure that was a goal that should be a goal for everybody. But to actually get there, that's something that's really special and something that she can share with her family and her children as she gets older. And I just think that if anyone could do it, she could do it. Just her heart and her drive and her dedication to everything is just amazing. So she's a role model to everybody, I think.
Amanda, what does the women's cross country team shaping up like this year? You know, replacing Audra, but you do have some capable distance runners coming back, right?
We do. We have three seniors coming back. We have Kerry White. She's from New Zealand. We have Lauren Hamilton as a senior. She's from Colorado Springs. Then we have Quinn DeStefano, Audra's little sister, coming back as a senior. So we have those three that they should be up in that top of our team. We have Casey Doner coming back from Fort Collins. She'll be a sophomore this year. She was a good top five for us last year, so she's going to step up for us and be in that top three group too.
All right, Amanda, before we let you go, one more time, run down, you know, September 8th, always a cowboy race, kind of the specifics again, and let folks know what they can do to help out if they want to participate and do this 800-meter race. Can you go through that once again?
Sure. The Always a Cowboy Road Race this year, the 16th annual, it will be at the Louis Madrid Sports Complex, which is the UW outdoor track and field, which is on the corner of Willett and 30th. That will be at 3:30 on September 8th. No registration fee, no registration. Just come on out there. It's going to be a big community meet and greet with the UW track and field team. We'd love to have as many people out there as we can to remember these amazing young men.
And the wings, too.
And the wings, free wings.
Free wings. So. It is amazing to me, and that it's been 16 years since that tragic accident happened on Highway 287. Man, time goes by so quickly on that. But it's good you guys will never forget those eight young men as well. And always a cowboy race, September 8th, Louis S. Madrid Sports Complex, 3:30 to 6:00. Amanda Clower, our guest. Thank you so much, Amanda. And
you're welcome. Thank you.
Best of luck with the season. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, okay, bye.
Bye.